The people of Bhopal are still fleeing the town. I'm now standing at the platform of the city's railway station, and there are at least 10,000 people here, absolutely packed, trying to get out of the city.
A trip back in time now. That's archival tape from our partner, the BBC, remembering 25 years after the worst industrial accident really in our time, the people of Bhopal, India, dealing with 40 tons of poison gases which escaped from the Union Carbide factory in that city. It was one of the world's worst industrial accidents. Methyl isocyanate was the chemical that made its way into the lungs and eyes of children, of residents there living close by that factory. And both the fatalities and the legacy of that accident 25 years ago today are the subject of our next segment. And joining us to talk about it is BBC special correspondent Alan Little. He's just returned from Bhopal, speaking to people about their memories, their ongoing battle for justice, and their medical problems that persist to this day. Alan Little, first of all, good morning from London.
Good morning.
And, you know, I remember I was working in Chicago as a journalist at the time. I mean, it was staggering to recall how little the people knew of what was going on at the time. And when they did learn, it was often too late. What did you make of people's memories and the stories they told as you were back there in Bhopal, India recently?
Well, you know, when you walk through those slum neighborhoods that are so densely populated, every household there has a story to tell about that night. And it's as vivid as it was, as it would have been had the disaster occurred a week ago. I'll give you one example. I worked with a young man, a journalist, who's 25 years old. He was 5 months old at the time of the disaster. He doesn't remember anything about it, obviously. His 11-year-old sister picked him up and ran and got separated from her family. There were eight brothers and sisters in that family, and when they reassembled, there were only three of them left. Mother, father, and five of the siblings were all killed. An 11-year-old girl and a 13-year-old brother survived. The 13-year-old brother developed psychiatric problems later in life directly related to the experience of that night and losing five of his siblings and both his parents, and committed suicide 3 years ago at the age of 35 after spending years as a full-time campaigner for justice. So those are the kind of problems that persist.
And, you know, you talk to people who really explained how vast the problems that persist still are for the community of Bhopal. Here's Satyu Sarangi, who runs a charity called Samhavni, which is a charity which campaigns specifically for Bhopal victims. Listen.
So what we have is a medical disaster, a human disaster, far larger today than 25 years back.
All right. So, Alan, set the stage here. 40 tons of a chemical from a factory that's now closed 25 years on. It's a larger medical problem today. How does that work?
Well, there are two things. First of all, those who were directly exposed to the gas on the night, there were tens of thousands of people who had long-term chronic problems. They're aging now. And as they age, their condition is getting worse, not better, because it's being added to other kinds of conditions. I went into a hospital there, and there was a 53-year-old man who looked about 75. So he's been living with us pretty much all his adult life. He was 28 on the night of the gas. He hasn't been able to work since. He's been in and out of hospital for the last 25 years. He got about $1,000 in compensation, and he said to me, "You know what? The ones who died are gone. But there are tens of thousands of us who think of ourselves as the living dead." That's the first category. The second category is children born since the disaster whose parents were either exposed to the gas or who spent years drinking contaminated groundwater. There's an unusually high incidence of birth defects in children, even children born as recently as 5 or 6 years ago. And there's a strikingly high incidence of growth retardation. I met a 22-year-old man who had the body, the voice, the frame, and the demeanour of a 10-year-old boy. He hasn't developed into adulthood. And there is some evidence that one of the byproducts of MIC, the gas that leaked, can impede in some boy children the production of testosterone, which is essential for adult development.
And indeed, the people of Bhopal unwittingly are in this experiment as to the effects of methyl isocyanate on large populations. I mean, it's been a quarter century, and you talk about the medical problems. Union Carbide, of course, a company that ceased to exist, became a subsidiary of Dow Chemical Corporation. And here is the sentiment that you found everywhere you went in Bhopal, and from a resident by the name of Hazira B.
It's been 25 years and we've still not got justice. Old people, young people, even children.
Alan Little, what constitutes justice in this particular case?
Nobody stood trial in a court of law. The American global chairman of Union Carbide flew into Bhopal just a few days afterwards and was immediately arrested, Mr. Warren Anderson. But he was granted bail and allowed to fly home to the United States. There are still outstanding criminal charges against both Mr. Anderson and Union Carbide, which, as you say, no longer exists. But they're not; those charges are not going anywhere. They're chugging through India's complicated legal system. There's no case against Union Carbide or the company chairman in the United States. And Union Carbide settled out of court with the Indian government, and the terms of that agreement represent a full and final settlement of Union Carbide's criminal and civil liability.
Well, all over the internet, the ghostly images of people who died at Bhopal are still there. The popular culture references to Bhopal are in songs in South Asia, numerous uncountable songs in South Asia. But still today in the 21st century, you have millions of people living close to huge industrial facilities all over the world. Lessons learned, or has Bhopal forgotten?
Bhopal, it's become a watchword for what big companies from the rich world can sometimes get away with when they do business among the poor. At least that is how it's seen in India and in much of the developing world. So the Bhopal is certainly not forgotten in the developing world.
All right, Alan Little, BBC special correspondent who just recently returned from Bhopal, India, his first trip to the scene of the worst industrial accident in our time, 25 years old today. Alan Little, thanks so much.